play the puzzle. Joining us, as always, is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. How's it going, Will?
I'm great. How are you, Aisha?
I am good. Hanging in there. Will, will you please remind us of last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from Alan Hochbaum of Duluth, Georgia. I said, think of two hooved animals. Take all the letters of one of them and the last three letters of the other. Mix them together, and you'll get the first and last names of a famous actress. Who is it? Well, the animals are deer, D-E-E-R, and a springbok. And the last three letters of that are B-O-K. Jumble those seven letters, and you get Bo Derek.
This was a tough one because there were only 70 correct entries, and this week's winner is Anthony Bayo of San Diego, California. Congratulations, Anthony.
Thank you very much.
All right, so how did you figure this out? Because this seems to be a very tough one.
Yes, it was. It took me a while, and as I was thinking about it over and over, I realized just because of the last three-letter part of it, it had to be a shorter name, so went down a list of animals and hit upon the actress' name, which also had to be short.
How long have you been playing the puzzle?
Oh, well, I go back to the 90s. I also did win and appear around 2000.
So you've been on this before. Okay, how did that time go? Oh, is Anthony gone? Did he drop off? Oh, shoot.
There we are. Technical difficulties.
So I was asking you, Anthony, about how your last time on the air went because you said you was on in the 2000s. How did that go?
It could have been better. I didn't totally embarrass myself, but there were answers that I felt, looking back, I should have gotten.
Well, this time you're going to be a pro. This is the redemption, although you don't need it. So what do you do when you're not playing the puzzle?
Well, at this point, I'm retired. I used to work as a legal assistant, but these days just do a lot of word games and puzzles and read a lot, catching up and take some road trips.
That sounds good. All right. Well, Anthony, I got to ask you, are you ready to play the puzzle?
I certainly hope so. Let's go.
All right. Take it away, Will.
All right, Anthony, I hope this time the experience is better for you than last time. The suffix I-U-M ends the names of most metallic elements, but it's also the ending of other words that aren't elements. So answer these clues for words like this. For example, if I said boredom, you would say tedium. Here's your first one, the size between small and large.
Medium.
Right, a fish tank.
Aquarium.
Right. The skull.
Cranium.
Right. The platform for a speaker.
Podium.
That's right. A large hall for physical exercise.
Gymnasium.
That's right. A sunroom.
Solarium.
Right. A building in which the stars in the night sky are projected onto the ceiling.
Planetarium.
That's right. Individually owned apartment.
Condominium.
That's right. Payment to a speaker.
Honorarium.
Correct. State of acute mental confusion.
Delirium.
That's right. A garden flower, also known as a crane's bill.
I hope I pronounced that nasturtium.
Well, that is a flower, but that's not the crane's bill. This one starts with the letter G.
Geranium.
That's right. And here's your last one, 1,000 years.
Millennium.
Good job.
Okay, well, you can't have no complaints about that one because you got everyone right 100%.
That was a good challenge. I appreciate it.
I got to ask you, how do you feel?
I feel good. I can hold my head up.
Yes, you can hold your head high. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin, as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Anthony, what member station do you listen to?
That would be KPBS FM in San Diego.
That's Anthony Bayo of San Diego, California. Thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
my pleasure, and it's been a privilege. Thank you.
All right, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from Michael Schwartz of Florence, Oregon. Name something in 7 letters that's designed to help you lose weight. Insert the letters E-P somewhere inside this word to get a 2-word phrase naming things that are likely to add weight. What words are these? So again, 7 letters, something designed to help you lose weight. Insert the letters E-P, P as in Peter, somewhere inside to get a 2-word phrase naming things that are likely to add weight. What words are these?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, to submit your response. Just fill out the form on the puzzle page. Remember, just 1 entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, February 12th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Schwartz. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Aisha.